I will miss this app when it goes away because it too has saved me a lot of money. So many health remedies. Matter of fact, the thing that we found in the laundry aisle that took away all our joint pain that they didn't want us to have. You can go to doctors for years and years and they will brush everything off and just tell you you have fibromyalgia. But who knew that that one little ingredient could change everything? And why they forbidden you to talk about it here? If it weren't for this app, I wouldn't have realized that my dog was developing DM, which is a degenerative myelopathy, and it's where your dog has some sort of spinal issue. It's kind of like ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease for adults, only dogs have it. And back when Uranus, the planet of shock and awe, on the very day it entered into Gemini, the sixth house for me and where it is for everybody else will be different in their chart. My dog got sick that day. My dog went from perfectly healthy to almost on its deathbed. My dog wouldn't eat. She was not able to go to the bathroom. She didn't even want to move. And I noticed every time she got up, her legs in the back would be wobbling, and she would do this thing called knuckling where they drag their paw. You can hear it when they walk, and I couldn't figure it out. But thanks to this app, I was able to realize that this is probably what my dog has, and I could take her to the vet and be tested specifically for that instead of spending all kinds of money getting all kinds of other tests run, saving me a lot of money. And what about Nina Poole? Nina Poole has given us so many beauty hacks so that we're not spending a ton of money on all these expensive cosmetics when she can find the ingredients and things that are much cheaper. I actually think this app has been costing big corporations a lot of money. We're finding ways to do things smarter and cheaper by being on this platform and sharing our information and all our hacks. And I think that is one of the biggest threats to them. Not to mention exposing all the corruption that's been going on. As so many have said, this is our only real source of news. And why I think if they do try to take it away, there is definitely going to be a revolt. And unfortunately, that's what needs to happen. People need to start pushing back and saying, no more.